Continuing with the news, more derring do outside the forum, not for the faint-hearted, and football memorabilia will raise funds for a former Sproutston student. But we start with a 50th anniversary.
It started 50 years ago at Princes Street United Reformed Church in Norwich as a weekly social club for people with disabilities. And half a century on, the community-based Build charity provides social, leisure and learning opportunities for 500 people a year across Norfolk. The chief executive, James Cairns, said, "Volunteers bring in an enormous wealth of experience and energy. We get people who are managing directors of their own companies, people who want to further their own careers, and people who want to work in charity or social care." The charity, based on Redwell Street, Norwich, now runs events for people aged 16 and over, including gardening, film visits, swimming, Sunday lunch clubs, nightclub visits in Norwich and King's Lynn, international food celebrations, and tenpin bowling. It also organises trips to the Norfolk's cultural and heritage attractions. Each year, Build runs 9,000 activities, all supported by its 100 volunteers.
Daredevils and thrill seekers from around the county are being urged to take a leap of faith to raise money for a Norfolk-based cancer charity. The Big Bungee is the latest fundraising effort to be announced by Big C. Organisers are urging people over the age of 16 to get involved by taking to the skies in Norwich and plunging from a 160-foot crane bungee jump, all while experiencing the amazing views high above the city. Clive Evans, Director of Income Generation and Communications for Big C, said, "Life is all about having different experiences and creating memories, and this is certainly one you'll never forget. Every day, about 22 people are diagnosed with cancer across Norfolk and Waveney. Those signing up for the Big Bungee are ensuring that we can continue to provide the best support and care for the local community. It's only through the generosity of our supporters who give up their time to fundraise for us that we're able to continue making a difference. Some people take to the skies, run, jump, walk, swim, and cycle, whilst others make tea, bake cakes, or donate items to our shops. The crane will be based outside of the forum in Millennium Plain in the city centre. Jumps will take place on June the 11th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. If participants raise £200 in sponsorship, they will be eligible to bungee for free. Every jump means that the Big C can provide two people with the support and information they require when affected by cancer and ensures the charity provides the best in cancer care. The crane bungee jump, which takes place over a giant airbag, is being run on behalf of Big C by the UK Bungee Club.
Football memorabilia signed by 1966 World Cup stars will be just some of the items under the hammer for a charity auction in memory of a young cancer victim. The event on May the 28th at the Talk nightclub in Norwich, organised by the Perry Greaves Fundraising Trust, is raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust, TCT. Former Sproston High School student Perry Greaves, aged 21, from the Heartsease area of Norwich, died in November 2012 following a three-year cancer battle. His school friends, brother and sister, Elliot Oxborough from Thorpe St Andrew and Kaylee Gary from Aylsham, set up the Perry Greaves Fundraising Trust 5 years ago to raise money for the TCT through an annual football tournament. Since then, £12,500 has been raised through more fundraising events, including a charity auction which took place in 2014 and 2015. Paul Oxborough from Plumstead Road East in Thorpe St Andrew, whose father to Mr Oxborough and Mrs Gary, said, "We're hoping to smash through the £15,000 barrier and beyond this year. The auction should be a good night of entertainment and raise plenty of money for a wonderful cause."
When a German family visited England on holiday, the dad, whose first name is Norwich, couldn't resist taking a detour to his namesake city to watch the Canaries play on Fulham. Norwich, Russe, made his first trip to Carrow Road from Steinfurt in Germany on Good Friday after following the club's fortunes since childhood. Mr. Russe said, "I don't know where the name came from. It's one of those crazy coincidences. It was a problem for me when I went to school, as every teacher asked me how to spell it. When I was 10 years old, I learned Norwich was a football club, which was great. I've always looked to see what league they're playing in. Coming to Norwich is our first time in an English football stadium. It's different to Germany, as you are very near to the players. He is normally a fan of FC Schalke, but also follows the fortunes of his namesake club and hopes one day the two teams play against each other."
The name of a Royal Warrant Holding construction company will live on after a prominent businessman bought parts of the firm following its administration. The Sproston-based heritage building firm W.S. Lusher & Son, which has a reputation for restoration of historic churches and stately homes, called in the administrators last year after facing difficult trading conditions. But its name is set to endure after Melton Constable-based property developer Roger Gorn bought its plant, materials, vehicles and intellectual property rights to form a new company, W.S. Lusher & Company. Five former staff will continue with the new business, with Kim Lusher, the great-granddaughter of the company founder, William Lusher, among them, while former director Mark Lusher will continue as a consultant. Mr. Gorn, who owns Melton Constable Hall, as well as sites such as Tattersett Business Park, said, "W.S. Lusher had an excellent reputation, and it's that reputation that needs to be protected and enhanced, if possible."